My next guest is going to help us focus a little bit more on what we'd like to call a new disciplines. I mentioned a list of jobs that are being sought, or the most popular jobs that are being sought around the world compared to those in South Africa. South Africa is still very much looking like a second generation and a second industrial revolution economy. Human resources, engineering, these are the areas that are hiring right now in South Africa. Tax and finance and accounting, sure. Globally, though, according to LinkedIn, the fastest growing demand: blockchain developer, Android developer, technical project manager, software engineer. These are the kinds of jobs that are being sought out. And of course, the other areas in new disciplines include animation. Nuno Martins is the co-founder and principal of the Animation School, who we've spoken to in the past, and I'm very excited to speak to again. I want to speak a little bit about these disciplines that don't seem to be naturally included in the South African curriculum, and yet seem to be the most exciting areas of growth. Nuno, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
Certainly. Some of the most exciting South African lodestars of technology and of excellence happen to be the likes of our own Triggerfish, Animation, who would have, many of them have some affiliation with you, as well as other areas with respect to the vaccine development. But otherwise, in terms of making a very big splash on the world stage, it doesn't seem as though that's necessarily being supported as what comes through the usual school curriculum. What would your perspective be on that?
Disappointingly so. If we look at last year, entertainment was one of the industries that actually held its ground. And many of the studios were able to go and work remotely quite comfortably. And sadly, parents, and yeah, I'm making a gross generalization here, is that they don't seem to support art at a young age. So I generally use the example between art and sport. And generally, parents would support their children if they see they have an affinity to sport. But to art, unfortunately, that doesn't seem to happen. And what we've been doing through the course of 21 years is trying to develop that art side at an early age so that we get better results, in tertiary education. But Triggerfish has spearheaded a lot of, those myths about, that art is just a hobby.
Well, what I really do like about animation is how much it brings together. It could be from a perspective of advertising. I think we've spoken in the past where you've said even when you step up to an ATM, the graphics that you see in your ATM, that's coming from an animation discipline. I want to talk a little bit about esports, which is one of the fastest growing industries in the world, currently over $1.5 billion industry. Or when I say currently, I'm going to say late 2020, and expected to have a 15% growth on an annual basis. And as you rightly say, the studios that were able to not only stay open and operate, but keep the sanity of South not just South Africans, but the world with entertainment throughout lockdown for an entire year. Do we need to drop numbers like $1.5 billion in order to get the attention of parents and people who design curricula? Or can we also just enjoy the human impact of these kinds of subjects?
Yeah, look, $1.5 billion would definitely transform our industry. So investment would be a very important part of the development. And I think through the years, with having kind of 85% success rate with employment, then more and more parents are starting to realize that entertainment and art is the way forward, especially with the fact that we are 100% digital. So last year we were capable of going online within 48 hours and continuing our curriculum and having some level of success. And this year we continue online and we've learned a lot of lessons. So it was interesting to hear some of the discussions earlier about online and the benefits. And we actually try and look for the positives in online and what we refer to as remote learning, because there are a lot of positives, but sadly there are also some negatives we have to deal with. But, I mean, such is life.
Is animation also a space in which I can learn quite a bit for robotics? Or apply myself?
So. Yeah. I guess animation plays its part in many different industries. I think what we know is it's on the creative side. So what we're seeing on television and in terms of entertainment. But animation plays a role in robotics, in visualization, in medicine, in science. So, and that's really just to give perhaps people that aren't academically inclined a more visual type of example of what could happen. So animation is everywhere.
When you look at the current cohort of matriculants, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, the mathematics outcomes have been a little bit disappointing to some in the Western Cape. Education, math literacy, they weren't very happy with the outcome, but and across the national average, are we providing enough in the basics to be able to undertake the likes of animation, or does maths not necessarily matter to be able to be successful in the animating world?
No, definitely not. Typically in a creative studio such as Triggerfish, you would have two distinct departments, which is a technical department, which we rely on for solutions. And then there's the art department, which is generally much, much bigger. So mathematics plays a role, but a very small role in what we do. Obviously, our tools are developed by programmers. So without having that mathematics input there, we wouldn't be capable of producing the quality of work that we do. So it plays a role, but it's not a significant role.
Much appreciated. Nuno Martins, director, co-founder and principal of the Animation School, giving us some insight on what we like to call the newer disciplines, the ways that one can actually apply some of these as well, can be quite creative, quite similar, not similar, but I suppose two sides of a similar coin, those two particular guests.